Now let me read to you from 1 Thessalonians 5. Well, go to 1 Thessalonians 5. Because remember, the Bible tells us that he comes as a thief. Okay? He comes as a thief. It says, ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. He says, if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched, would have not suffered his house to be broken up. And this proves imminency. Wrong. Look at 1 Thessalonians 1, verse 5. But of the times and seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. Now look, folks, if we were pre-tribbers, this is how we would read the Bible. We just stop at verse 2. When we read Romans 11, we stop at verse 2. You just completely neglect the remainder of the chapter. But it keeps going, though. Amen. Look what it says in verse 3. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day, the day of Christ, should overtake you as a thief. So yeah, of course he comes like a thief in the night, but not to you. Because you are not a child of darkness, you're a child of light. Amen. Ye are all children of the light, children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. So according to the Bible, pre-tribbers are drunks. Spiritual drunks. Because they're not being sober, they're not watching, they think they're just going to completely avoid the tribulation. Therefore, they don't have to prepare for it. But guess what? The Bible in Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21 constantly explains the importance of watching and praying. Amen.